Given the enormous urgency of the problem, why is it taking so long to move promising solutions toward trials and availability? Because there's little money in it, says Tufts Boucher. The government is sinking billions into research, but the private investment to turn that research into manufactured drugs and devices has not materialized. Drug companies, says Boucher, have little prospect of profiting off a drug that isn't likely to be taken by millions of people or fetch prices of tens of thousands of dollars per dose. The economic model is broken, she says. Managing the bugs. Although antibiotics are truly miracle drugs when they work, our current problems have arisen in part because medicine has relied too heavily on them. Doctors prescribe them for ear infections, sore throats, and urinary tract infections. Surgeons use them to prevent post-operative infections because bacteria can develop resistance. Antibiotics make the most sense as part of a holistic approach to managing the spread of bacteria and dealing with infections. As antibiotics begin to lose their usefulness, medical experts are now coming around to emphasizing many pronged strategies for keeping the bugs at bay. Being quicker off the mark to identify and respond to potential outbreaks with extra precautions and targeted antibiotics could slow or prevent outbreaks. New tests under development would allow health workers to rapidly and cheaply identify the genes of any bacteria found on or near patients. We can't do molecular screening on every patient who walks through the door for every organism. That would be looking for a needle in a haystack, says Shenoy. But if we can screen high-risk patients quickly enough, we can take appropriate actions. It would certainly be an improvement over the standard techniques for identifying bacterial outbreaks developed 150 years ago.